From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news from across the country, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news read by Rahmawati. First, the headlines. Indonesian Vice President Ma'ruf Amin presses for long-term commitment to realize healthy city. Health Minister says healthcare sector requires better international linkages. Now, the news in detail. Indonesian Vice President Ma'ruf Amin stressed on the need for a long-term commitment, both from the government and the community, in order to realize a healthy city. This means that a continuous commitment and process is needed to create and continue to improve the physical and social environment of the city, which allows residents to support each other in all aspects of life and develop their best potential. It was stated by Amin at the 2022 Summit of Healthy Indonesian Districts and Cities virtual event on Monday, as quoted by Antara. We continue with the Health Minister Budi Gunadi Sadikin, who has said he expects the healthcare sector to form stronger and better linkages between countries in the midst of rampant geopolitical issues. It was said by Minister Sadikin at a press conference of the G20 Health Working Group meeting on harmonizing global health protocol standards in Yogyakarta on Monday, as quoted by Antara. He further said each country has a different economic capacity, and this greatly influences international policies. We move to the Indonesian Defense Forces, or TNI, Commander General Andika Perkasa, who encouraged the interaction and cooperation for the benefit of both navies. Perkasa noted intensive interaction would bolster cooperation between the two national navies, particularly for the development of the main defense system equipment and military submarine technology. As reported by Antara, South Korean Navy Chief of Naval Operations, Admiral Kim Jung-so, as broadcast on General Andika Perkasa's YouTube channel, observed on Monday, said he had held discussions with Indonesian Navy Chief of Staff Admiral Yudo Margono regarding intensifying cooperation. We end the national news with the People's Consultative Assembly, or MPR, Speaker Bambang Susatyo, while receiving the Chinese ambassador to Indonesia, Lu Kang, invited investors from China to assist in the development of the Mengwi Gilimanuk toll road. As quoted by Antara, he said in a statement issued on Monday, the existence of the Mengwi Gilimanuk toll road is very strategic and promising for investors because it can accommodate vehicles from west to east and vice versa in Bali. Now we move to the international news. Japanese Chief Cabinet Secretary Hirokazu Matsuno said on Tuesday, Japanese companies will be requested to refuse if Russia asks for ruble payments for economic transactions, especially in the energy sector. As reported by Reuters.com, Russia demanded last week that unfriendly countries must pay in rubles, not euros, for its gas in the wake of the United States and European allies learning up on a series of sanctions aimed at Russia. Next, Tunisia's president warned late on Monday against attempts to hold sessions of the suspended parliament, saying forces and institutions will confront those who want to push Tunisians to fight. As reported by Reuters.com, Speaker Rech Ghannouchi said earlier on Monday, Parliament will hold two full sessions this week to consider revoking President Kais Saied's move toward a new constitution and one-man rule. We end the news with Singapore has signed the Artemis Accords, becoming the 18th nation and first Southeast Asian country to join the United States-led pact on space exploration. As quoted by ChannelNewsAsia.com, Trade and Industry Minister Gan Kim-yong signed the accord on Monday in Washington, D.C. on the sidelines of Prime Minister Lee Hsien-loong's bilateral visit to the U.S. The accords, named after the National Aeronautics and Space Administration's Artemis Moon Program, are a set of non-binding commitments based on the 1967 Outer Space Treaty. Next, we present you a commentary entitled Stimulating Economic Growth by Using Local Products.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, here is commentary. The title of commentary for today's edition is Stimulating Economic Growth by Using Local Products. The challenge of global uncertainty has resulted in all countries experiencing economic difficulties. Therefore, President Joko Widodo emphasized the importance of spurring national economic growth by utilizing the state budget APBN, regional budget APBD, as well as the state-owned enterprises SOEs budget to purchase local products. This was affirmed by President Joko Widodo when giving a briefing to ministers, head of institutions, regional heads, and SOEs regarding the affirmative action of the Proud of Made in Indonesian Products BBI, which was held at the Grand Hyatt Hotel Badung Regency, Bali last Friday. On that occasion, the head of state firmly ordered the ministries or agencies to stop importing goods from abroad. He also mentioned that most of these goods have been produced by domestic industries. President Joko Widodo also targets that until May 2022, a budget of 400 trillion rupiah can be used to purchase domestic goods. In addition, he asked the Government Procurement of Goods and Services Agency, LKPP, to provide various kinds of products from small and medium-sized enterprises, SMEs, needed by the government in the e-catalog. The president also added that various goods that had actually been produced domestically, such as CCTV, stationery, medical equipment, and agricultural equipment, were imported. According to President Joko Widodo, ministries and SOEs do not need to bother looking for investors to boost domestic economic growth. The Indonesian economy will automatically grow if the entire budget for the procurement of goods and services is shared by MSMEs actors. The current global economic uncertainty is the right time to prioritize domestic products. There are a lot of reasons for that. By using domestic products, the state can save money because most imported products are more expensive than local ones. By using domestic products, the domestic industry automatically rises to meet demand. The rise of industry opens up more jobs. So, as President Joko Widodo said, there is no need to look for investors, but consistently use domestic products. In the end, economic growth will be realized. Well, listener, that was commentary read by Ahmad Faisal.
Voice of Indonesia.
Well, listener, the program commentary ends the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today in history starts with the event on March 29, 1922, when Batavia Philately was founded. The Indonesian Philately community commemorates Indonesian Philatelic Day every March 29th. March 29th is taken from the date of the establishment of the Philately Club Possegel Verzamelaars Club Batavia. On March 29, 1922, stamp collectors gathered in Batavia and founded a philatelic club called Possegel Verzamelaars Club Batavia. After the proclamation of independence of the Republic of Indonesia, the name of the association changed to the General Association of Indonesian Philatelists. Next event is that in 2001, Incheon Airport was officially opened. Incheon International Airport is the largest airport in South Korea and one of the largest airports in Asia. This airport replaces Gimpo International Airport, which is now designated as a domestic airport except for international flights to Haneda International Airport in Tokyo, Japan, and Hongqiao International Airport in Shanghai, China. Based on a survey from Global Traveler, this airport is the best in the world for three consecutive years from 2006 until 2008. Acting as a hub airport for the East Asia region, there are 63 airlines serving flights to this airport. The last event was in 2010 on Moscow Metro bombing. The 2010 Moscow Metro bombing was a suicide bombing carried out by two women at two Moscow Metro stations during the morning rush hour of March 29, 2010. The first attack took place at Lubyanka station. The second attack occurred about 40 minutes after the first one. The second attack took place at the Kolteri Park station. At least 38 people were killed. Investigations indicated that the bombing was carried out by Chechen separatists. Russian officials said this was the deadliest and most sophisticated terrorist attack in Moscow. Listener, that's today in history.
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo choku yo shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi syaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
December. I'm still your lover till it came cold weather. And now you are not here to break all the ice with your arm like you always do. Like you always do. Now where would I go with all of the pain? Promise I will never find someone like you again. Someone like you again. And even if we never talk again, I want you to know that I will never love again. I'll never love again. I always remember my room last December. There's no one here to share all the love in the night like we always do. Like we always do.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that we'll present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's My Indonesia is entitled Indonesia and Slovakia Agree to Increase Cooperation in Meteorology. Indonesian Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency and the Slovak Hydrometeorological Institute have agreed to strengthen cooperation in the field of meteorology. Both countries signed a Memorandum of Understanding Cooperation Agreement on Thursday, as quoted from the kemlu.go.id page. The signing ceremony was held in Bratislava, Slovakia, attended by related parties, both in person and virtually. The Indonesian ambassador to the Slovak Republic, Pribadi Sutiono, said that this memorandum of understanding was a stepping stone for strengthening bilateral cooperation between Indonesia and Slovakia, particularly in the field of meteorology in the future. Meanwhile, the head of Indonesian Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency, Dwi Korita Karnawati, said that almost 95% of natural disasters in Indonesia are related to hydrometeorology, so that efforts to increase institutional capacity, including human resources and infrastructure, are important, especially in times of uncertainty due to climate change factors. She added that this memorandum of understanding would be very beneficial for increasing the capacity of the Indonesian Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency and the Slovak Hydrometeorological Institute, particularly in managing a more reliable and accurate meteorological and climate information and warning system for the safety and welfare of the people of the two countries. Director General of the Slovak Hydrometeorological Institute, Martin Benko, in his speech said that, according to the theme carried by the World Meteorological Organization, WMO 2022, an early warning system is the key to success in natural disaster mitigation efforts. For this reason, every meteorological agency must continue to improve its service capacity to respond to various challenges of climate change, one of which is through scientific collaboration with other meteorological institutions. Meanwhile, Ambassador Pribadi Sutiono hopes that in the future, this document can become a legal umbrella for cooperation between institutions and business actors in the field of meteorology from the two countries. He also invited business actors from the two countries to take advantage of this momentum for the expansion of various cooperations in the field of meteorology, particularly in the infrastructure development of the two countries. Well, listener, that was My Indonesia Today, read by Ahmad Faisal.
The ending had started. I knew I was losing a friend. Now I know how it feels to be part of the broken hearted. Can't forget, but we're trying. My room feels cold in the morning. There's an empty space in my head. It's getting hard not to reach for the things that I'm used to holding. I know one place to find it. All I need is a bit of your touch, but just a little is a little too much. I wanna believe in me without us. All I need is a bit of your. All I need is a bit of your touch, but just a little is a little too much. I wanna believe there's me without us. How can I breathe without feeling your touch? I don't wanna be part of your story. I don't wanna try to pretend. Now I know how it feels to be part of the broken hearted. Can't forget, but I'm trying. All I need is a bit of your touch, but just a little is a little too much. I wanna believe. All I need is a bit of your. All I need is a bit of your touch, but just a little is a little too much. I wanna believe there's me without us. How can I breathe without feeling your touch? Cold in the morning. There's there's an empty space in my bed. All I need is a bit of your touch, but just a little is a little too much. I wanna believe in you without us. All I need is a bit of your,
just a bit.
All I need is a bit of your touch, just a bit. Just a little is a little too much.
Just a little.
I wanna believe there's me without us. How can I breathe without feeling your touch?
Radio Voice Office, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Majalengka Regency, West Java, has a variety of interesting tourism objects to visit. One of them is Bantarogung, a tourism village. It's located at the slope of Mount Ciremai, and this makes this village a charming landscape. The air is quite cool, because this tourism village is located at an altitude of 1,100 meters above sea level. The location of the Bantarogung tourism village is in the east part of Majalengka City. This village can be reached for an hour from downtown Majalengka by motor vehicles. Arriving at the tourism village of Bantarogung, you will be fascinated by the beautiful iconic Langit Binuang rice terrace. Although relatively new, the expanse of the green rice fields is similar to the expanse of terrace in Bali. This may attract attention. The spot is appropriate to get relaxed and to take selfies with beautiful scenery backgrounds. If you want to feel the freshness of the water in this tourism village, you must go trekking to Curug Ciputuy, which is located on Mount Ciremai. You can also walk through the pathway as far as 300 meters to arrive at the waterfall. Ciputuy Waterfall is so beautiful because it is surrounded by dense forest. Besides swimming, there you can take pictures with the beautiful forest as a background. In the tourism village of Bantarogung, you can see the entire view of the village from the height of the Cibur Pass rice terrace. Because on this very wide terrace, there is a straight road to the residential area, which is good for cycling or walking with an atmosphere of refreshing village breeze. In Bantarogung village, you can watch the sunrise, which is also as beautiful as other places. The portrait of the sun rising from behind Mount Ciremai, the largest mountain in West Java, is clearly visible in this village. This is a moment that you must capture. Besides being rich in natural beauty, Bantarogung Tourism Village is also rich in potential creative economy products, including culinary, fashion, and craft.
Well, listener, the next segment is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In this program, we'll introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, welcome to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian, a radio lesson on Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language that introduces the vocabulary and guides you to converse in Bahasa Indonesia. This program is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and the Agency for Language and Book Development, the Ministry of Education and Culture of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is Kerja Bakti, or in English, Community Service. Next, I will give a sample conversation on kerja bakti. Kerja bakti, which means community service. The conversation takes place between Kevin and Boris. Boris is Kevin's new neighbor. Kevin gives information about community service in the neighborhood.
Kevin, apakah di sini ada kerja bakti?
Di sini sering ada kerja bakti.
After listening to the conversation, I will provide phrases and vocabulary related to today's theme, namely, kerja bakti. Kerja bakti, which means community service. I will say the words twice and you can repeat after me. Di sini, which means here. Sering, sering, which means often. Sering ada, which means there is often. Kerja bakti, which means community service. Di sini sering ada kerja bakti. Di sini sering ada kerja bakti, which means here there is often community service. Saya jarang ikut kerja bakti. Saya jarang ikut kerja bakti, which means I rarely participate in community service. Saya selalu ikut kerja bakti. Saya selalu ikut kerja bakti, which means I always participate in community service. In the conversation, you heard the statement, di sini sering ada kerja bakti. Di sini sering ada kerja bakti, which means, here, there is often community service. The word sering, which means often, in this sentence states the description of the frequencies marker. To express something you do frequently, you can use the word sering. For example, di sini sering ada kerja bakti. Di sini sering ada kerja bakti, which means here there is often voluntary work. We can also use other frequency marker like jarang, which means rarely, and selalu, which means always. These two words usually relate to the activities that a person does at a time. Example, saya jarang ikut kerja bakti. Saya jarang ikut kerja bakti, which means I rarely participate in community service. Saya selalu ikut kerja bakti. Saya selalu ikut kerja bakti, which means I always participate in community service. Before ending Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, Let's Speak Indonesian today, for more details, I'll bring you to the sample of conversation one more time.
Kevin, apakah di sini ada kerja bakti?
Di sini sering ada kerja bakti.
Listener, that was today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian. Hopefully, it can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language. We will meet again tomorrow with a different topic. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
マスクを着用して COVID-19 の感染拡大を防ぎましょう。私のマスクはあなたを守る。あなたのマスクは私を守ってくれる。
ワカウンテカルバイルス COVID-19 من خلال ارتداء الأقنعة بشكل صحيح قناعي يحميكم وقناعكم يحميني
让正确佩戴口罩以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
For COVID, the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, in today's edition of Music Corner, I'm going to present you a song by Ruth Sahanaya. Ruth Sahanaya, or Ute, is one of the diva in Indonesia who has been active in the world of singing since 1987. And this time, we will listen to a hit song from Ruth Sahanaya, entitled Keliru. This song was released in 1999 on the album Kasih. The song, which was popularized back in 2000s by Monita Tahalia, tells the story of someone who thinks that her love story, which starts with the wrong thing, will end happily ever after. Well, listener, here is Ruth Sahanaya with the song Keliru.
Tersimpan ada rasa
kita yang kau kira selamanya.
Voice of Indonesia.
Yeah.
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safitradala. See you on the next English program.